Welcome back from the Thanksgiving holiday, and let's talk holidays and shopping and local efforts. Ben Stone is on the KSRO live line with us from the Sonoma County Economic Development Board. Ben, welcome to the show.
Top of the morning to you.
And the rest of the day to yourself, sir. And
thank you.
Well, that's the rest of the expression that hardly anybody knows. At any rate, of course, we've been talking about it probably since the second week of the fires, how important it's going to be for us to support our local businesses throughout the holiday season and beyond. And on Cyber Monday, I guess that's a particular notable day to do it.
Yes, kind of a poignant date to be talking about this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But then as I keep pointing out, you know, I would venture to say that almost every local retailer in Sonoma County has their own website and does sell stuff on that website, too.
Yes, they've become, I think our retailers are really right on the forefront. They've got an internet presence and doing all they can to promote using that along with, of course, coming into the store.
How much concern is there, Ben, right now among our shopkeepers?
I think there's the locally owned ones are facing a dual prospect. First of all, the rise of internet shopping, particularly on Cyber Monday, and the threat that poses, and then the fires left a legacy of, say, 7,000 people temporarily or permanently unemployed right now. And a number of houses and businesses affected or burned down completely. So those have, I think, caused concern with shopkeepers that this is the month many of them make it. This is the month they need to swing to profit and enjoy it. So without that support that we're trying to give and everybody's trying to give, they're at risk.
And, you know, somebody was asking me over the weekend, well, if this particular shop hasn't been, you know, wasn't burned down, wasn't really affected by the wildfires, why is it so necessary to shop there? And I keep saying everybody's affected by the wildfires. If it's not the shop in particular, it's certainly themselves, the shop owners or employees who've been affected. You know, it's just so far reaching. It touches everybody.
Yes, the fires truly engulfed us, not only in the visible signs, but in the invisible ways of having impact beyond their visible reach.
And it's also a good reminder, don't you think, Ben, to let people know that, yes, they're, of course, going into stores and buying today and throughout the holiday season is great. And you know, stopping by a restaurant for lunch or dinner is the same thing, too.
Exactly. It's another aspect of our local entrepreneurship. We've got fabulous restaurants here, and yet the tourism is down. And so having local people go to our restaurants helps support them, again, during a month they plan to be a busy month. And if it's less so, it affects them some more than others.
What kind of numbers will come in after the holidays, Ben? And when should we expect kind of our first look at how the holiday season has fared here?
Well, there'll be anecdotal evidence just talking with people. I'm sure you'll talk with some of the owners after the new year.
Yes.
I think there'll also be probably one of the real signals will be sales tax revenue, how that's doing for each city in the county. Typically, most of that money goes through the cities, and so it's a real count of how the sales are doing.
And what other things are under your umbrella at the Sonoma County Economic Development Board? What other measurements are you trying to take at this stage of the game?
Well, we're looking at the obviously the employment rate. If people have jobs, they will shop. And if they don't, why, that will affect them from shopping. So we're going to see in the next month or two if people are, if the hiring's gone back, people have gone back to their jobs. I think many people are. It's amazing how quickly the cleanup's going. If you go into some of the neighborhoods, why, people are, jobs have been created cleaning those neighborhoods up, people at work there. And I think just we've all kind of come out of the shock of the fires now and gone back to work and gone back to shopping.
Well, I think it certainly helped us that most of us were employed prior to the fires, too.
Yes, we had the fifth lowest unemployment rate in the state of 58 counties. So a little over 3.5% Problem was, and I think it continues to be, it's hard to find good help. It's just very short. So while we've had an increase in unemployment, much of that is temporary, and as the buildings get fixed and so forth, people will be back to work.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people. In fact, but of course, then the question becomes, where do we put them? You know, the influx of construction people, you know, under one part of the umbrella, you know, how are we going to do that? Or if we can't do that, will we have to pay them a lot more money to come and work?
Yes, I think a lot of efforts are going on at the cities and at the county to try and find ways for temporary housing, and you know, amazing how much housing has become available through the vacation rental homes.
Yes.
We've made those available, so they're being occupied. So things may turn out to be a little better than the initial concern. I'm hopeful that we'll see that continue, and that people will have the housing they need and the jobs they need, and the owners will get the business they need to have a good holiday season and look forward to a better new year.
Well, all of us deserve a great holiday season, Ben, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
We really
do. We're
all
ready for it, I think.
So. Yeah, I think for all of us, and one way to do it is get out and shop local. Ben, thanks so much for being here this morning.
You bet. It's mutual. Thanks very much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. That is Ben Stone from the Sonoma County Economic Development Board.